TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, it's Andrew here again, and I've got some answers to those questions we posed with you earlier. So question one, I asked you about the world's largest ocean. Well, it is the Pacific Ocean. With an estimated area of 165 million square kilometres. Now, to put that into some kind of perspective, the United Kingdom has an area of about a quarter of a million square kilometres. Europe, about 10 million square kilometres. And Asia, about 44 million square kilometres. So, Asia, Europe and the UK, if we added them all together, and even allowing for the fact that some of them include the other, we're still only on about one third of the size of the Pacific Ocean. The Atlantic is actually about half the size, and then the Indian is a bit smaller again. Any others aren't worth mentioning in this question. But Pacific was our answer for that one. Question two. I asked you about the King of Great Britain during the American Revolutionary War. Well, it was George III, also known as Mad King George. Born in 1738 and dying in 1820, he lived a really good long life for the period in which he lived. He was the king for 60 years during the American War happened while he was king. By the way, that's also known as the War for Independence. And that took place between 1775 and 1783, with the now famous Declaration of Independence from Great Britain being signed in 1776. Some say it was George that lost us the colonies. I think that argument could reign forever. But George III was our answer. Question three. Which major company was founded by Richard Branson and Nick Powell? Well, when it was first created, it was Virgin, now better known as Virgin Group. Way back in 1970, the two men formed a record shop, first just as mail order, and then a year later with a physical shop. They considered themselves virgins in business, hence the name. And Branson himself has described the V in the logo as an expressive tick representing their seal of approval. When you look into the company these days, they operate a wide range of businesses and in some cases just use their name in some form of licensing arrangement. So, for example, Virgin Money is actually operated entirely by Nationwide Building Society, while Virgin Hotels is 100% run and owned by Virgin Group. So just because Virgin's in the name doesn't mean that Virgin have got anything to do with it, other than no doubt making a few quid. Question four. So my apologies, this was about economics and types in a particular concept. So I asked you about structural, cyclical and frictional. And in what economic concept do they occur? Well, it's unemployment. Now, there are typically five types that can be listed. So frictional is short-term transitional unemployment, often occurring when people move between jobs or enter the workforce. Structural is more long-term, and it's often a fundamental mismatch between worker skills and employer requirements. That can often occur when technological advances or industry decline. So the loss of the mining industry or the introduction of AI is certainly making an impact on employment and unemployment. Cyclical is caused by a lack of demand during economic recession. So again, where employers are not looking for workforce and thereby drive up the unemployment numbers. The other two that we didn't ask about but are part of the list, classical is often when wages get forced up, maybe due to minimum wage laws or unions, and it results in an excess of labour supply. And then seasonal, well, where there's a lot of work at Christmas for certain industries that then disappears afterwards, or the tourist industry in summer. Those are examples of seasonal employment and therefore unemployment. Question five. I asked you about the animal on the logo for Lloyds Bank. Well, it's a horse. Or, as many decide to tell us, it's a black horse. It was way back in 1884 when Lloyds absorbed the Lombard Street Bank of Barnett's Hawes & Co. and they adopted their black horse for their logo. But it can actually be traced further back to as early as 1677 when the horse was first used. But that's probably a question for another time. Question six. I asked you about the religion that would worship in a Gurdwara. Well, it's Sikhism. And the Gurdwara serves as a community centre. It hosts worship education. It will include a free volunteer-run kitchen called a langar. And that's available to all people, regardless of their faith. And Gurdwaras are marked by the Nishan Sahib flag. The Golden Temple, located in Amritsar, Punjab, is the spiritual centre of Sikhism. And Akal Takht is the political centre, also in Amritsar. History tells us that the first Gurdwara was built by Guru Nanak in 1521 in Kartarpur. Question seven, I asked you about Bible books in the Old Testament. Well, the first four have the same last letter, and I asked you for the name of it. Well, it's the letter S. I'm sure you knew that. The four books being Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers. When researching for the quiz, I found out that there are so many variations of Old Testaments and numbers of books within them. I just thought the Bible was the Bible. But Roman Catholics tend to have 46 books. The Church of England, maybe 39. The original Hebrew version only had 22 or 24. And then the Eastern and Russian Orthodoxies, they have lots more books. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on there, but if you gave me the letter S, you're getting the point anyway. Question eight was all about Greek mythology and who was the wife of Zeus and the goddess of women. Well, the answer we wanted was Hera, the queen of the Olympian gods in Greek mythology, and she ruled as the goddess of marriage, women, childbirth and family. As the sister wife of Zeus and daughter of Titans Cronus and Rhea, she is a central, powerful figure known for her fierce, vengeful jealousy, particularly regarding Zeus's numerous infidelities. Her equivalent in Roman mythology was Juno. Question nine, I asked you which Japanese word literally translates as empty hand. It is karate. One of the martial arts with four major types being Shotokan, Goju Ryu, Wadu Ryu and Shito Ryu. Apologies for all those pronunciations, as I'm sure I've got them wrong. They all originate from the Okinawan roots but differ in emphasis. From Shokotan's powerful linear movements and deep stances to Goju Ryu's hard-soft blend and other differences between each of those variations. All of these styles form the foundation for many other karate variations, focusing on the core principles like the stance, the block, the punch and the kicks, but then with their own unique technical flavours. Question 10, and our last question for this quiz. I asked you about the Blue House being the official residence of which Asian country's head of state? It is South Korea. And I'm going to pronounce this really badly, but Chong Hwa Dae, literally Cyan Tile Pavilion, and also known as the Blue House, is the executive office and residence of the President of South Korea. It's located in Seoul's Jongno District, directly behind the former palace. I'm not going to give the name of that because I've got no chance of getting that right for you. and it has served as the centre of the presidential administration and state receptions since 1948. Except there was a three-year period during the presidency of Yoon Suk Yeol between 2022 and 2025 when it was open as a museum and urban park. I can't tell you why that happened or whether it's reverted back to being the home of the president or not. But that completes our quiz for this time. I hope you did well. I hope you enjoyed it. And I look forward to speaking to you all very soon. Take care for now.
DNF Soundings.